the Church of Jesus Christ, in represented in our churches throughout the country and around the world, needs to take very seriously our responsibility to teach in our churches a biblical theology of suffering. We have got to address what the Bible says about evil and suffering. If we don't, we're setting up, among other things, we're setting up our children to grow up and go off to college somewhere where a professor is going to stand up, and often arrogantly, and say something like, if you were all-powerful, would you allow all of the rapes and tortures and violence and accidents and natural disasters, tsunamis and earthquakes that take lives? Would you permit the vicious crimes? And if you were all-powerful, would you do that? Nobody's going to raise their hand. No. And the professor says, and I wouldn't do that. So how can anyone believe that there is an all-good God who is all-powerful and he does that? Well, of course, there's a big problem, and that's underlying assumption that we're trying to make God like man, and we're not recognizing that, unlike us, God knows in advance how he can use for an eternal good even bad things that have happened and his greater purposes coming out in the unfolding drama of redemption. But we don't know that. But a young person who has not been trained in his family and by his church, in his youth group, with a solid perspective of the biblical perspective on the problem of evil and suffering, he or she is simply going to be unprepared, and they are, in many cases, sadly, going to lose their faith, because their faith was not a true faith based upon what God had said, but a false faith based on more of a health and wealth gospel. Well, God loves us, and that's why he never lets anything bad happen to us. On the contrary, terrible things have happened to the people of God, but God will make them right for all eternity.